you doing?
Living a dream.
Just before we've seen your name spelled, how's it pronounced?
Sala.
Is he enough? What's your impression of just looking at the roster you have, the film work you've done, the group you're inheriting? What do you think about the defenses you guys have?
You know, we're excited about it as a staff. There's a lot of pieces to work with, especially up front. I mean, those guys are. It looks on paper to be a really good group of guys, and we're excited to get our hands on them to see what they're capable of doing.
Robert,
good.
This team finished 32nd in rushing last year. Was really a big problem. Going back and looking at all of that, how much of it was maybe the coaching staff was overwhelmed, or the talent? I mean, what was your assessment of all that?
You know, I can't speak for last year. I do know, just looking at it, I can't speak for what they were being coached a year ago. I know Jimmy is a hell of a coordinator, a hell of a football coach, and the staff he had, I'm sure they were on point with exactly what they were trying to get accomplished. But moving forward, stopping the run is our number one priority. The way we align our demeanor, the responsibility of the defensive players, we will stop the run on this defense.
Coach, you guys need a Leo pass rusher at this point. What have you seen from Derek Barnett leading up to the draft?
Derek has an unbelievable get-off. It's premier and it's elite with his get-off. He does a lot of really, really, really good things from a pass rush standpoint, so there's no denying his talent.
Kyle's talked a little bit about it, and given your background, you know, we talk a lot about the Seahawks defense. Is that what you guys are going to try to run? Is it going to be a 4-3 similar to that, maybe a single high safety, that type of thing?
Yeah, we are a single high defense. The system, you could say, it originated in Seattle. I was there from the get-go. Three teams currently, Seattle, Atlanta, Jacksonville, if you're looking at tape. All of them have their nuances in how they operate. This will be a very, I don't want to say it'll be a very different scheme, but there are going to be differences and there will be nuances within the scheme that make it unique to us.
Is it, a lot of people talk about it, it's a 4-3 with 3-4 personnel. Is that sort of how you view it?
I do. You know, like, it's real simple. The league back in the day was heavy base. Sam linebacker, 65-70% of the game was you'd have a Sam linebacker on the field where he'd need to perform his duties as in base defense. Present day, it's almost 70% nickel. And the nickel, who doesn't get talked about as a starter, is one of the – he's starting to come up as an individual piece to the puzzle. So when looking at the Sam linebacker – and what they're asked to do on a day-to-day basis, 70% of the game, their hand will be in the ground. So we're looking for more of an edge rusher as opposed to what it was in years past with a brute Sam linebacker, Bill Romanowski type, trying to move forward from that.
Are there guys that could already on the roster?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty here. Ahmad Brooks, Eli. We just signed Dakota Watson. Those guys are, if you're going to paint a picture, that's what they'd look like.
It should be excited about the front. Can you kind of lay out where you envision guys at least starting off as you put the pieces together?
The cool thing with the way the front has been built in the past, they're very versatile. So you can do anything we can do anything we want with them. They're not traditional. When you look at Eric Armstead and DeForest Buckner, they're very, very unique in the sense that they can play up and down the line however you need them to do however you need them to work. We'll find what's best for them. There is no limitation to what they're capable of. It's just us trying to find piece together the right combination and right position for each of them so they can best be utilized.
Have you called plays before on defense, and is there someone that you learned a lot from calling plays?
I have not. The cool thing of being in my position, at least the growth through it all, I've been able to work under a lot of really good coordinators. I'll give a lot of credit to Coach Bradley and Coach Carroll from a growth standpoint, and to be able to be in all those meetings when they were talking game plan and talking play calling and the way Pete approached things along with Gus. And so last year, going through with a new coordinator, just through my experience, I'm play calling is the least of my worries.
Where do you see a guy like Aaron Lynch fitting in your defense?
Aaron is he's on the defensive line. We're going to try to keep his hand on the ground at all times. You know, a couple years ago, when he came out of the draft, we were looking at him as a possible Leo. So he has all the traits that you would like. Now it's a matter of us trying to work with him to best utilize what he's in my mind designed to do, and that's get after the passer.
Who else do you see at that particular spot, the Leo spot?
We're looking for it. There's a lot of pieces. Ahmad can do it. Eli can do it. So you're looking at the Sam Leo type deal. They're all capable. Dakota can do it. Even Eric. He's not a prototype, but he's capable. Just from his flexibility and his the word I'm looking for.
Do you see Eric Reed possibly moving more in the box? He's more.
Eric is going to be more of a box safety for sure.
Thank you. Next, the feedback with Malcolm Smith. What does he provide in defense besides familiarity?
The familiarity is a cool thing, but Malcolm is actually a really, really good football player. He was a victim in Seattle being behind K.J. Wright and Bobby Wagner, two all-pro players in my mind, especially K.J., very underrated, but he was a Super Bowl MVP for a reason. They've kind of gotten away from the scheme in Oakland, and to bring him back to the scheme to where he can run and hit and do things that he's great at is going to be very beneficial for him and for the organization.
Talk about the run defense being a number one priority, and you'll see it with the demeanor. What kind of demeanor are you looking for? What's the ideal?
Extreme physicality.
After losing, you know, a cornerback like Tremaine Brock, how do you guys plan on addressing the cornerback position moving forward with the draft and whatnot?
There's that process is still going. I'm sure management has an unbelievable plan, and they'll clue me in when they need my opinion, but. Right now, I'm just focused on the guys that are here in the building.
Going back to the Leo spot, can you just shed some light on what traits you're looking for that position? Not necessarily players, but just...
I'll name some names that have been Leos in the past, even if they haven't been attached to the system. But people who have been attached to the system, you're looking at Chris Clemens, Cliff Averill, Yannick Ngakoue, Dante Fowler, Vic Beasley. People outside the system, you'd look at Von Miller, Khalil Mack. Back in its heyday, Charles Haley would have been a guy that would have been a Leo.
So this defense needs an elite piece like that.
Oh, yeah.
How do you define that position? What are the abilities of that discrete position?
Real quick, I don't know if needing one per se, but we'll find one. Go ahead on your question.
How do you define that position? What are the responsibilities of a Leo?
He is your premier pass rusher. We do everything we can to get him to the open side, and his hair's on fire, just get after the quarterback.
Talking about the Leo position, Gus Bradley specifically said he liked his Leo players to be certain height and weight. As far as his 40 speed, 4.6 to 4.7, does that sound about right?
You know, I'm a little different, because there is a, you do have a parameter, but there's a million ways to skin a cat, and they all come in different shapes and sizes, so to put a cookie cutter on it, I'd would be doing the athlete in general injustice.
Robert, can this defense finish top 15? Can this? I don't want to put expectations on it, but I mean, this was, they were 32nd last year. It was really bad. I mean, can you guys make a turnaround this year?
I never put a number on it, and the reason why we never put numbers on it is because you never want to get lost in numbers. If we show up every day, we operate the way we're capable of, and we do the things we're supposed to do, and we operate as men, and we operate in our style, we will get better. How much better, I can't tell you.
Be the mic. Is he going to be the?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Plays, or have you thought about maybe switching him? I don't know.
Kyle just said one of the two spots. I assume that's either Mike or Will. Probably not Sam.
The Mike Will, they're. They're interchangeable. So if you look at Seattle, their Will linebacker, K.J. Wright, is 6'4", 245 pounds. If you look at Jacksonville, the Will linebacker was 6'3", 215 pounds. If you look at Atlanta's Mike linebacker, he's 220 pounds, and Bobby Wagner sits at 240. So there's no height-weight parameter. But what there is one person can communicate and the other one might be able to communicate, but one is better than the other. Let's just put it that way. So whoever... The Mike linebacker, that's right. And so whoever can communicate the best will be the Mike. And
Robert,
the two best will play.
Sorry. Go ahead. John Lynch talked about the Super Combine. He sounded like y'all were pretty committed to at least starting Jimmy Ward at safety. and seeing how we did here in the offseason program. Is that still the plan, or has the Tremaine Bock situation changed that?
We're going to see how everyone moves. Like I said, we haven't been able to go on the field with them. And once we start getting a chance to get out there, we're going to see what everyone's capable of doing. And and Jimmy is a very, very versatile athlete. He can play corner. He can play safety. And whatever's best for the organization is exactly what we're going to do with Jimmy.
What about Tank Carradine? He's had to fluctuate his weight with body analysis, going from 280 all the way to 295 and had to drop down to 270s. Where do you see him fit in your scheme?
Tank is a he can whoop some tight ends, and so you know if you're looking at a traditional 4-3 scheme, that six technique, that's kind of where we see Tank with the ability to pass rush inside. Now I don't want to put that stamp on him now. We'll see a move, but if I was painting a picture in my head, that's what Tank would be.
Couple more. How much are you working with the scouting staff to really sort of define the exact roles of the and how much tape are you watching at college?
We're watching a lot of tape for when the scouting, when the group does want to ask us our opinion. But we're on a, I don't want to say need-to-know basis, but when the staff management wants our opinion, we'll be ready to give it to them.
Has John Lynch asked you to provide kind of a blueprint of what you're looking for, the style of player, the kind of player, the size of the player at each position?
We did early. When we first got here, we had our draft profile, and we did paint that picture for them to help us get on the same page as quickly as possible.
Are you pretty specific, or do you have?
There are certain roles that are very specific. I shouldn't even say from specific in their style. Like I said, there's no cookie cutter to a player, but there is a style that we're looking for, and we were able to paint those pictures for management. Hopefully, we're able to do it pretty well too.
Just mentioned six technique. Is that the same position as a Leo, or are they different?
They're different. So the big end, six technique, he's your he's taking on more of the tight end. He's more to the solid side of the defense, and nickel more of a – he's to the strong side, if you're looking at it from a run standpoint to the tight end.
Curious your perspective. Kyle Shanahan, the leader, day one, 100% attendance. I mean, he hired you. This guy's leadership style, what do you think?
Of Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle is a is very matter of fact. He treats them like men, which they are. I think Kyle is very clear and to the point and very honest, and he's very direct with the guys. And I think as an athlete, as a man, as a person in general, all you can ask for out of another human being is to be direct and honest, and that's exactly who he is.
All right. Thanks, guys. Okay.
Yep. D'Amico, D'Amico's probably going to be a head coach one day, so I'll be asking him for a job, I'm sure, long from now. He's that type of, he's got that type of football IQ, that type of presence, he's as knowledgeable as it gets.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you all.